When the art day gets rough, you just gotta keep on punching. And here's your Thunder Punch Daily with Jersey Drozd.
If you've ever watched a Miyazaki film, or actually probably a lot of the Studio Ghibli films, Ghibli? Oh no, man, I just did the manga thing, didn't I? You probably noticed in those films that there's invariably a scene where characters are eating together. Eating scenes. That's what I want to talk about today. Eating scenes. Why? Because they figure largely into the Boulder and Fleet webcomic that I'm working on at boulderandfleet.com. And a new page just dropped today. What is today? Is it the 11th of November? Is it 11-11? It's 11-11-2015. And as I check in once again on a daily basis as part of the Art Sound Off Challenge at artsoundoff.com, I stopped and reflected on what was I working on today. And not only did a new page of the comic drop today, I also finished coloring a page today. I colored the next page. I'm still bufferless. So the page I finished goes live in, you know, a week. And as a side note on that, it doesn't look like I'm going to get caught up on my buffer until the end of the month, because teaching 4 classes a week, it's taking up a significant chunk of the time where I would normally give to personal projects, right? So like whenever I'm not teaching, I'm usually doing some kind of freelance work, which leaves very little time for personal pursuits. But I'm finding just enough to like stay afloat. And that's what my friend Dan Mishkin calls the threat of the gallows. But anyway, eating scenes. You know, why would I have them happen a lot in the Boulder and Fleet webcomic? One reason is that I remember hearing a interview with Raina Telgemeier of the Smile Drama Sisters, Babysitter's Club books. And someone asked her, what some of her favorite things to read are. And I remember, I'm completely paraphrasing here, but she said something along the lines of characters eating is like one of her favorite things to see. And as I said, like in those Studio Ghibli films or Ghibli films, there's a lot of eating scenes. And so I thought about that a lot. Like, you know, I mean, Raina has a really great taste, and I'm going to take anything she says casually as very seriously. And so when I sat down to write the Boulder and Fleet webcomic, I thought, okay, well, let's get some eating scenes in here as often as we can in a structural and in a playful way. But you know, which raises the question, why do it at all? Why put eating scenes in? It's just because somebody said they liked it and because you see it happen someplace else? Or is there something else more that's happening there? So here are some of the thoughts that have gone through my head as I've explored this idea in my comic. I remember reading in the DC Comics Guide to Inking by Klaus Janson. Klaus Janson, world-class anchor, also a teacher. The guy's super smart, and I'm going to listen to anything he says. And he was showing pages from a Batman story that he was working on. And it was Alfred, Bruce Wayne's butler, preparing dinner for him. And he said something along the lines of, like, preparing food for someone, for a particular person in your life, is an intimate act. You know, it's an act of love, right? You're preparing nourishment for somebody. I thought, oh, that's interesting. It's funny to me that we don't see food more in our, at least in superhero fiction. And he was taking the time to show someone preparing a meal for somebody for that reason. Like, there was no dialogue saying, like, Alfred is, you know, cutting vegetables, saying, like, I love Master Bruce so much. It was the act was the expression of the affection, right? And I got to think about, yeah, you know, like, food often is associated with intimate events. And I don't mean intimate as in turn the lights off. I mean intimate as in, like, being with people with whom you are close, right? Dinner with the family, right? Like, this is a thing, at least in the United States. I don't know how it is in other countries, but, like, there's, like, all this emphasis on the family table. You know, dinner time is the time for the whole family to gather on the table and share the events of their day together and reconnect and reinforce bonds between one another, right? We don't often seek out people we don't like when we want to eat, What is eating? Eating is nourishing yourself. Eating is replenishing your energy. Eating is, recharging your batteries to go out again. And culturally, it's also a time for reinforcing those bonds between you and people that you care about. But also, in terms of like story, like eating scenes are a great opportunity to get good character interactions, right? Having your characters do something else when they can talk. Like, you see this happen in a lot of, like, this is almost a cliche where you trap the characters in a closet. You trap the characters in a room. They can't get out. They're trapped in the cabin. They can't get out. They got to talk now, right? But that's kind of what eating is. Eating is, they're all around a table. Unless somebody has to get up and go to the bathroom, there's really no reason for them to leave the table, which means they're going to converse. So it's an opportunity to get your characters talking with one another about things, right? And exploring, well, how do you express what's different about your characters? You have them argue with other characters, right? But it also can reveal something about the characters. Not just in the interactions that they have in the dialogue, but like, how do they eat, right? Do they eat with gusto? Do they eat daintily? Are they disgusted by what they're eating? Right? So like this, the page I just dropped, one of the things that I wound up amusing myself with is that with Agnes, the little rock girl who is, furiously chomping on some molybdenum, she's sweating while she's eating, right? And that came from my life. I mean, I have relatives who, when they thoroughly enjoy food, they will actually break a sweat. And I remember the first time I saw it, I was like, well, that's pleasure. When you're eating something and it's so good that you sweat, wow. So yeah, I put a drop of sweat on Agnes, and I thought, okay, so like Roxanne is having a leaning back dining experience and chomping with her mouth wide open while Agnes is hunched over, right? She's intense while she's enjoying this. Like this is like the greatest, culinary experience she's ever had, which reveals something about the way those two characters operate. Agnes is intense, and when she likes something, she throws herself into it, whereas Roxanne is a little bit more laid back, kind of rolls with it. Yes, she rolls into a ball. That's her power. That was part of a clue into her character as I was exploring her. Also, finally, this is my final point on this. I don't know what this is going to reveal about me, but the act of eating is really funny. I've made no secret out of my love of competitive eating competitions, and I talked about this a whole bunch of different places. It's like we're the only animal that ever expresses our superiority over another animal by eating a lot, right? Not as a byproduct of our alpha status as an animal, but in order to establish alpha status, you eat more than the other animal. Never heard of that anyplace else. But beyond that, and that's like a whole side thing, which I've already gone into elsewhere. But the act of eating is, if you think about it, like at least when I think about it, I think it's awfully funny. I mean, how do we replenish our energy? Plants absorb things. they absorb water. They manufacture glucose with sunlight. Wow, that seems awfully efficient, because what we have to do is put materials into our breathing and talking orifice and smash it up and then swallow it, right? And then, okay, well, I guess I can deal with that. I got to mash up this material in my breathing and talking orifice and, breathe out of another orifice while I'm doing that. But let's make it a social event too. So we're meant to talk with other people while we're doing this, kind of gross thing. If you think about it, eating noises, what's worse than somebody eating on a podcast, right? It's disgusting to listen to somebody eat into a microphone, right? And I even think there was like a Star Trek episode. This one really hit me right between the eyes. I think it was a Star Trek Next Generation. Might've been one of the other ones, like Deep Space Nine or whatever. It was post Kirk. Okay. And there's this ambassador who comes to visit the crew, and they have dinner together because that's what you do, and everybody starts eating. And this ambassador is just horrified that you would take an intimate act, like a private intimate act like eating, and do it with other people. You eat in front of other people? That's revolting, right? It would be as if, right, you consummate the marriage in front of a whole bunch of other people, right, in some societies. But, right, so like, That was just such a great signal to me of like how eating is a really funny thing. So drawing people eating is also opportunities for comedy, right? In the way they eat, what it reveals about the character, and then just the act of it, the act itself is just, it strikes me as entertaining. So yeah, so I have this internal rule with Boulder and Fleet where as often as possible, not in a way that distracts from the story, but as often as I can, if I'm not showing awesome action scenes, default to eating scenes, right? And as a matter of fact, the next story that I'm starting to write now as I'm kind of wrapping up Mining for Trouble, yep, you can bet there's going to be some eating scenes in there. I'm even thinking of like a venue that's more appropriate for, you know, to expand on that and show even more of that kind of stuff because I think there's a lot of exploration that can be done there. Not to like, you know, put myself in a cage where it's like it's all eating scenes or nothing. It's just it's an interesting design constraint, and it's an interesting place to explore. So, okay, who am I? Jersey Droz, BoulderandFleet.com, Drew's Hand Twitter. This is part of the Art Sound Off Challenge where I and a whole mess of other visual storytellers are sharing 5 to 10 minute wrap-ups of our workdays or reflection, explorations, essays in audio form. And you can listen to them all by going to Twitter and looking for the Art Sound Off hashtag or just follow Art Sound Off on Twitter. That one is retweeting all of the different posts. And the rules for participation, it's only the 11th of November. If you want to play along, you still can. You can go to artsoundoff.com. There's even a list of prompts, a list of daily prompts where it's like, I don't know what to talk about today. There's a prompt there. You know what? Tell me a story about when you were 9 years old. Boom. You're off and running. So the audio for this episode, the audio file is hosted by Kablam, K-A-B-L-A-M.com. Do check them out if you're thinking about printing up a book. Very affordable rates, good quality, and you can carry your book in their online fulfillment store after the fact. All you got to do is upload a PDF. It's pretty easy to do. And then the voiceover you heard at the top of this episode was provided by Tara Platt, professional voice actor and actress. And she wrote a book on voice acting called Voice Over Voice Actor, What It's Like Behind the Mic. If you're interested in learning more about voice acting, mic technique, I do recommend checking that book out. Why? Because it's a good book. But also, I did the art in it. That's pretty cool, even though I get zero monies for that if you buy the book. It was work for hire. But hey, you get another book to add to your collection with art of mine in it. All right. I'll be back tomorrow with another Thunder Punch Daily. Until then, remember, everybody.
Boy, the fruit on that tree looks good enough to eat, doesn't it? That's like a lot of things you might find around your house or in your neighborhood. But looks can fool you. Sometimes things that look or smell good can make you very sick. Remember, never taste or eat anything if you're not sure what it is. The best thing to do is to ask a grown-up who knows. Remember, it's better to be safe than sorry. Till next time.